fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live, the number one live audio culinary industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner, award-winning chef, TV host and global icon, and national treasure, at least in his mind, Chef Plum. So close that saute station, make sure the grill is off, and grab that shift drink, because we're about to mess up your mise en place. Here's Chef Plum.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to Plum Love Foods Live for a special Happy 4th of July Best of Edition. Chef Plum and the boys were all super busy this week, so it fell on your boy, Chef Jeff, a.k.a. the Forking Chef, to host the show, and I am excited because it's a best-of show, and it's an amazing best-of show. Our boy, Chef Plum, took his time to mix together some great clips from this season. Super excited to bring it to you. Another thing that I'm super excited to ask you to do is to please subscribe, rate, and review this show. We couldn't do it without you guys. We appreciate your support, and we love you for listening and tuning in every week. We can't say enough nice things about the people who listen to us ramble, tell dick jokes, make fun of each other, and basically have a good time. Thanks a lot, everybody. And again, remember to rate, review, and subscribe to this show. It really helps us out. Okay, coming up first on tonight's episode, we go back to the interview with Chef Jason Santos from Boston. We talked to him about writing his awesome book, Buttermilk and Bourbon, how hard it is to write the book. We also talked to him what it's like to promote a book on the road, what it's like to do all these things and still be the head chef and own three restaurants that are kicking ass in Boston. Jason's a hustler. He's an awesome guy, one of the nicest guys in food. Please stay tuned. Listen to him right now on Plum Love Foods Live.
Dude, was writing the book one of the hardest, longest things you ever did?
You know, it's funny. I had got offered a book deal 2 years ago, and I was super busy. And it's not like my thing. Like, I personally don't have a bucket list with a book on it. I think it's good for my brand. It's good for my restaurants. It's good. But it's not something I personally wanted to write a book. So I actually turned it down because I was super busy building the third restaurant. And then it finally came around again, and I said, look, I'll do this book, but I want either a co-author or a ghostwriter or something that can do this for me. I don't have the attention span. It's not something that I'm passionate about. And they said, sure, we'll get you all that, but we need you to write a sample chapter opener, and send it to us so we can start the pre-sale. So I wrote a chapter, and I sent it to them, and I got a phone call immediately from the editor. She's like, look, you are an unbelievable writer. You're funny. It's like such a great story. You have to do this. And I was like, oh, really? I'm a good writer? Sure. Okay. Like, I'll do this.
Wow.
And then I started doing it. I was like, God, this sucks, you know? And it took me almost 2 years to do this book. I mean, it's just stuff I never thought about. It's about, you know, I cook and I'm like, oh, season with salt to taste. Well, there's no to taste, you know, in a cookbook. It's everything's precise. So I had to take what I thought I knew about cooking and just completely redo it, geared towards someone that in theory doesn't really have much of a clue. So it was just the attention to detail was like over the top. I mean, it was, you know, one recipe took me almost 4 hours. So I had 75 recipes in the book. I mean, it's, you know, you're pushing 3,000 hours. I mean, it was a ton of work. And then photographer came from New York, and that was a 5-day shoot, you know, one of every dish. I mean, it was awesome. I mean, now the fact that it's done, I couldn't be more proud. You know, the publisher, the editor have all personally called me and said, look, we're not just saying this. This is one of our favorite books out of the publishing house. But I'm such an all or none type guy. It's either I'm not going to do it or I spend everything I have doing it. And that's exactly what I did. I'm super proud of it. And I think it gears towards the home cook, but it's also super creative. So I think chefs can cook out of it. And I think it's just a good book. And I think that, you know, the photos alone, Ken Goodman from New York, he does a ton of cookbooks. The photos are literally 50% of why I think this book is so phenomenal. I certainly can't take all the credit. It came out. I mean, I couldn't believe how well it came out. I'm super psyched to share it with everybody.
I can't wait to check it out, man. I really can't wait to check it out for sure. I'm going to jump on that pre-order 100%. And the coolest part is, man, like so many people, I've seen people who have books out. Dude, you got your book in Walmart. How on earth does that happen?
You know, I'm not real sure, to be honest. We just pushed it everywhere, small, big. I mean, I have it little mom and pop shops around Boston. And just, you know, again, I just say yes to everything. And I signed up already for some book signings in these little places. And all of a sudden, Walmart calls and we're like, we love the name of the book. We think it's super cool. And we want to carry it. I mean, that alone,
you're like,
you
yes.
know, I'm not an editor. I'm not a publisher. So I don't necessarily know how well that translates. But I mean, it's Walmart. I'm pretty sure it's going to make the book do exceptionally well.
Well, because they're going to actually buy the product and then they put it in the store.
Right, right. So, I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, I look forward to seeing it on shelves. I mean, I remember the first time I was on the radio, I couldn't wait to see it, you know, hear myself on the radio and the TV. But I think this book is a little bit, it's more tangible. It's like something that I can see, you know, and I'm psyched. I'm psyched that it's over and I'm psyched that it's done, but I'm psyched that it came out and I'm super proud of it. You know, I'd be really bummed if I didn't put, you know, as much effort into it and it didn't come out as good. And it's something that you have to, you know, it comes along with you everywhere you go now. It's like you're an author now, you know, and it's just
right.
It's just one of those cool things that I didn't realize how much I wanted it until I have it. Now that I have it, I'm like, God, I wish I did this like years ago. It's just such a cool thing to have. And I think it helps a brand and sort of helps you, you know, look a little, have better credentials and, you know, and it's just a good talking point.
Well, you put a lot of work and hard work and love into it, man. So then to see that kind of come to fruition, it's got to be amazing, you know?
Yeah, you know, my second restaurant, Buttermilk and Bourbon, is a Southern restaurant. We're actually getting ready to start construction on a second one, but it's just so well received. People like love it. So I took all the recipes, you know, we do fried chicken biscuits, like the standard Southern fare, but we just, you know, the biscuits, I spent a year making these biscuits. Like every day in my other restaurant, I would make a recipe from scratch. You know, a lot of chefs will take a recipe off the interweb and twist it and put their own twist on it, which is super cool. I mean, we all do that. I do that. But the biscuits I wanted to be from scratch. I literally took a bowl of flour and butter, and every day I tweaked the recipe to what I thought was like the best biscuit I've ever eaten.
Wow.
And I think it's cool where, you know, like every chef's like, oh, I make this the best and I make that. But truthfully, probably not. I mean, there's always better, faster. But I'm telling you, man, these biscuits, every time I eat them, I have a tear run down my cheek. They're so freaking good, you know?
That's awesome, man. I love that.
Awesome. So they're all in the book. You know, everybody is like, you took all your signatures from the restaurant and put them in a book. I did. And and I put them verbatim because I'm super proud of it. And look, if you can cook it better than me, than the restaurant, then you know what? You deserve to, because it usually doesn't translate like that. But I don't know. The recipes are just killer. They're all from Buttermilk and Bourbon. They're super fun. And I can't wait to cook out of it.
Well, dude, I can't wait to start seeing you do some TV for these too and pushing that cookbook out, because I was watching a bunch of TV segments with you, and you and I are brothers from another mother. I don't think you realize it, because what you do when you get onto doing a TV segment, whether it's local TV, whether it's national TV, I was watching you on The View. Wait, it was The View? No, The Talk, right?
The Talk.
You're on with those girls. You command and control the segment, which is what I love. I think it's really important to do when you're the guest. Let the host drive the car, but you control the segment. Watching you do that, that's exactly what I do. That's exactly what I watch you do. And I actually told Jeff, I said, dude, you should watch how he controls the whole. Did I not tell you, Jeff? He controls the whole segment.
Absolutely.
I took a media class a long time ago. I was like super young. And they gave me a rubber ducky in my hand. They said, when you have the rubber ducky, you can talk. And when you're on TV, you don't ever want to not have the rubber ducky because you can't tell your story. So when you're – don't be rude, but never let go of the rubber ducky. So – now I've just done enough. I got a phone call from The Talk. I remember what street I was on driving, and they said, do you want to be on the show? And I was like, are you kidding me? This is a massive show.
Yes.
I did one episode, and all of a sudden, 15 episodes later, you know, because I did a good job my first time. And that's the thing. It just, I wanted this. You know, I love doing TV and I love food. You know, my two favorite things in life are food and my personality or someone else's personality. I think they just, food and personality go so well together. And that's like my white picket fence. Like one day I'm going to have my own show. You know, I love doing that stuff. And I love preaching about food.
Well, dude, you know, it's funny because the entire realm of what we do now, especially guys like you and myself, I tell everybody, doing the TV stuff is a byproduct of 25 years of being a chef for me, which just sounds like the same thing for you. You worked your ass off in the kitchen and now these things start to happen. You know, it's
100%. I think the one thing that people don't realize, and, you know, you have people say, oh, this guy's on TV, is it's like this. You create this little like ecosystem, right? So it's like you're on TV, which, you know, makes you popular. And then people come in your restaurant and your food is good. So you feed them dinner and then you sell them a book and then they're psyched to see you. And then they see you on TV again. You know, and it's this little ecosystem that feeds each other. So, you know, I don't just go on TV because it's fun. I mean, it is a great little hobby, but I do it because I like to promote the restaurants on a broader scale It gets people in the door. The restaurants are doing fantastic. And it just kind of feeds each other. And it's really fun for me.
You got, I mean, with everything you've got going on, you still have three restaurants and you run these restaurants. How the fuck do you do that?
I mean, you know, I sometimes question that. I mean, I'm exhausted. I'm not going to lie. I'm always tired. I always make sure I hit all three restaurants every day. I mean,
when's the last time you saw your wife? Was it last year? Like, I'm just curious.
I think it was 1987 nice. In the Toronto, Canada region.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, my wife is actually out of town. She's a pharma rep, so she sells drugs, essentially.
Oh, good.
And she's away for – they're launching this new drug, and so she's away for training for 2 weeks. But, you know, I'm at the restaurants all the time. I have unbelievable management. I've had, like, my chefs that have been there for literally not just a year or two. They've been there for 5-6 years. And they allow me to travel and do all these shows. And, you know, I always say if I go up, they go up. And I feel like sometimes I work harder for them than I do for me because, you know, for instance, I have this guy, Jeff, who's my chef at Buttermilk, and he's worked so hard for me. He came and just wanted an AM cook position and worked his way up to the executive chef of Buttermilk and Bourbon.
No shit.
And I'm making him a small partner in the next Buttermilk and Bourbon. For two reasons. One, he deserves it, and he, you know, it works super hard. My book wouldn't be where it is without him. The restaurant wouldn't be. And two, so he can never leave, you know?
Right.
So it's a win-win. So we are going to be partners in the next restaurant, and I think he deserves every ounce of that. You know, you can't do it by yourself. It's not possible as you grow. You have to start building that infrastructure and that team. And, you know, so far, so good. We're getting ready to start construction on a fourth restaurant, and I got a fifth in the works. I've just been offered Patriot Place at the Patriots. So, I mean, I got a lot going on. I just, it's for me, it's time management. You know, at this point, I'm starting to run out of daylight. So I just need to, unfortunately, start to sort of focus a little bit better. But, you know, I go and travel in spots. I've been away, you know, essentially the whole month. I'm home for a month before I leave for Bar Rescue. So I go in spurts. Instead of just kind of always traveling, I try to do it for a couple months, then I spend a ton of time in the restaurants. Do it for a couple months, you know, so I try to balance it like that. But I'm pretty good. I'm a pretty even-keeled guy. I don't have much of a temper. I just like to get things done. I like to enjoy what I do, and I want to have a good time. If I can't have a good time, I'm not doing it. So it's a good way to weed a lot of things out.
Well, it's one of the things I was saying, you know, when we were hanging out at the event this past weekend. I was like, he's just a nice guy. Just like a really nice guy. You want to keep talking to him. Like, he's a nice dude. Like, he's friendly. I don't really have a big picture of you ever getting that angry, but I'm betting on Bar Rescue you kind of flip your lid on some people.
Yeah, you know, I do. But I also, it comes from a good place. I mean, I think I do it to just show them. Sometimes these guys don't realize that they're so far off and such on the wrong path. And sometimes you have to get a little crazy to bring attention to it and to let them see and to kick them out of being complacent. You know, I mean, you got to get out of that complacency. So, but I just, you know, I always say this, like, you don't have to be a dick to be good at what you do. You know, it's like, you don't have to be a jerk to people, or you don't have to go around telling people how famous you are or this and that. I mean, if you have to go around telling people how famous you are, you're probably not very famous, you know? So I just think it's just my motto is just be kind, you know, just be kind to everybody, love what you do. And hopefully that is that passion and that being a nice guy is infectious and it makes people want to give you opportunities and be around you. And I just.
Woo. Okay. Your boy, Chef Jeff, AKA the Four King Chef, filling in for Chef Plum on Plum Love Foods Live. Man, that was awesome. Jason Santos is a G. He will be on the new season of Hell's Kitchen as Gordon Ramsay's sous chef. I don't know if he can do it. Let's see if Jason gets as mad as Gordon on this season. Come on, Jason. Make us proud. Speaking of pride, Viva la Mexico. That's right. We're going to head down to Mexico next, where we speak with Penny DeVitte at the Cuisines of the Sun in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Man, what an experience. Food takes us everywhere. Your boy Chef Jeff, your boy Chef Plum, was down there representing Plum Love Foods Live. Keeping all the people entertained. That's how it goes. But what we're going to talk about next is what we talked about with Penny DeVitte, the goddess of the kitchen, the one and only. She tells us all about what it's like to start and run a festival. We talk about how things are just a little different in Mexico, and we profess our love for Michelle Regustis Hustlin. It's a great, great episode, and I can't wait for you to hear it. Stay tuned. Plum Love Foods Live. And remember, rate, review, and subscribe. All the cool kids are doing it.
We got invited to come down here
to hang out by a very important person in my life who doesn't realize that.
Yeah, you're infatuated with her.
Definitely, for sure. Hopefully I won't get the word salad again.
What exactly is word salad?
Well, it's sometimes when I get nervous, I just start saying things like, you know, the door handle by the drapes is perfect with a radish and green beans.
Ah,
no?
Word salad.
That's
yes. Right.
A little word salad. It just kind of comes out that way. And how often do you see me get nervous in front of people?
Very rarely. Very rarely.
I'm friends with Guy Fieri. We go and do things. Do I get nervous?
Nope.
No.
But you definitely... I watched you drop the mic last night when she was looking at you.
Right.
Yeah.
Dude, I was holding court at that table last night until she showed up.
Yeah, she came out.
And then I fell apart.
She wasn't even looking really good like she does now. She was looking like in chef gear. It wasn't
right.
Like crazy.
But it had nothing to all night long. Home runs. Hitting freaking home runs all night long at the table.
You better not make eye contact.
Well, I word salad. That's what's going to happen. We've got Penny DeVitti with us right now. And Penny,
woo!
This is me. You have no idea. I fell in love with you on Food Network Star. And I said to my wife, if we weren't married, I am going to go find that woman. Oh, wow. This is before I was heavy as four people, by the way. It was a different time. You can grab the mic now.
He was shorter than.
Yeah, make sure you click it on for me so you can talk. There we go.
I got to turn it on.
There we go.
There
welcome
we go.
To the show,
it works
Penny.
Now.
Hello, my friend.
I don't think my mic works.
You're
is
on.
It working?
I can hear you.
You can
You're
hear
on.
Me.
I can see you. I can hear you. I can
okay,
hear you.
Okay, great.
It's. I'm not even. I don't want. We're going
Hello.
Fine. I don't want to touch anything else to make it work. But Penny, listen. So I saw you on Food Network Star. I have a Food Network Star story too myself.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. But I saw you season one, right?
No, season seven.
Season seven. That's what I meant to say. Word salad. Told you.
Yeah, I was season seven. Michelle, season eight.
Right. This is what you understand. I don't make mistakes when I talk. I don't. But for some reason, I am when I'm talking to you. And it doesn't happen to anybody else on the planet.
I have no idea why.
And then it gets weird and like I make things uncomfortable and all of a sudden I feel like I'm in fifth grade again and then I can't figure out what to say.
Now I've got word salad.
So, oh. That's right.
Is
that's
that
right.
correct? Is
this
it called word
really
salad?
This is really cute, you guys.
And this is the only time you'll see Jeff.
Two word salads.
He's watching it fall apart. So,
Jeff's like the color of his shirt right now.
Yes.
He's wearing a pink shirt that says hot shit.
That's right. This tequila. Can I drink this?
Yeah, you can.
Can I drink this?
Cheers. Why am I like...
uno more. Mas, amigo, por favor. Let's have some
so
more.
So funny. So we've we ordered beer
yesterday.
2 hours ago. Yesterday. We got it? We haven't
got
it.
Oh, the beer is here.
No, it's not here
Oh, it's
yet.
Not here.
No. It's
Someone,
not here.
Someone has beer.
All right.
We just did round two of dinner at Cuisine of the Sun Festival.
I thought it went great, right?
It was awesome. So this is our fourth year here.
Yeah.
And I came out here first, I think it was like six years ago. And they asked me to do a press dinner. So I had this long table in Casona. And I did a dinner for, I think it was like 40 people.
Right.
And it was great. It was so much fun. And then I got to just enjoy the rest of the resort while I was here. And they asked if I would come back and you know, partake in more events for them. And I said, you know what? What I'd really like to do here is I would like to do some kind of a festival. And at the time, the gentleman who brought me was John Zaring. And he's got a big PR company out of Los Angeles. And he does a lot of stuff all over Mexico. So John and I spearheaded this festival and really, you know, made a lot of noise in Vallarta and made this official, you know, Cuisine of the Sun Festival, which this is our fourth year doing it. And
but you're totally the queen around here. Like everybody, I mean, you walk in the room, everyone just starts bowing
this,
down.
This one's trying to, you know, this one over here is definitely trying to... And by this one, I'm pointing to David Fuerte. He's definitely...
We'll get him. We'll get him on here in a second.
He's trying to get in on my territory, but it's okay.
Oh, okay.
It's okay. I'll let him in for a little bit.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, it's a
but
great
only
event.
A queen gets to stay in this room.
And can we talk just for a second? This isn't a room. You have a whole hotel to yourself right now.
It's pretty amazing. Like, most people don't realize how incredible it is up here. So this suite is just under 5,000.
Unless they follow you on Instagram and
right.
They just saw it.
It's just under 5,000 square feet.
Oh, good.
Just under. That's so yeah. Upstairs is the owner's suite. So okay. One of the owners own one side of the building and the other ones own the other side. And then it's my suite underneath. And I always either stay in this side of the property or the other side, but it's always the same suite.
Yeah.
I actually like this side better than the other side. The view is pretty incredible.
Well, I mean, honestly, I think there's great views everywhere you are on the property. The property is just outstanding.
Oh, it's absolutely stunning. I think it's one of the most beautiful properties here in Vallarta, that's for sure.
It's gorgeous. And Jeff and I, our room is actually right dead center. We just look right out.
Oh, you look straight out.
Yeah,
that's
great.
The best thing.
It's amazing, especially with our neighbors who we share the balcony with. They come out and hang with us, which is pretty cool. Last night they slammed the door on you, on poor Jeffy.
Well, I was out there making noise.
You were making some noise.
Out there talking and coughing.
That's right.
So I'm excited that you guys were able to come out. I'm real excited that you decided to have Michelle reach out and come out and hang out with us. And
all her.
Yeah.
She was so Michelle and I became good friends, I guess, probably about a year and a half ago. Michelle Regustis is who we're talking about. A super nice person. She's been on this program several times. We've done events together. We just kind of become good friends. And just bullshitting or whatever. And we're kind of cut from the same cloth. And she said to me about doing this. And I was like, wait, that's the event Penny does?
You mean I get to hang out with Penny?
And she was like, yeah.
Is that the same response you had, David?
Fuck no.
But I was like, well, yeah, it sounds great. It just so happens that my schedule worked out right. I could probably
Perfect.
Do it. And so I told my wife, hey, we're going to come back from our long vacation that we're doing together. And then I'm going to leave again and leave you by yourself.
Mexico.
I'm going to go to Mexico.
And I'm going to take Jeff.
Right. I'm going to bring Jeff.
Yeah, it was the plan Michelle set in place at Santa Q, actually, which is the event we all did together.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Christmas. So glad she did, because you have been tremendous and Jeff's
awesome.
Been great. And you guys are Thanks. Such a huge asset to our festival. It's not easy to put these things together. I mean, I do about 20 of them a year. And David's been super helpful, because we do Wellness Week and Chef Week in Loretto. And you know, to find talented chefs that are not temperamental and are going to be okay with just, you know, rolling with the punches and just understanding that things work very differently in Mexico than they do anywhere else in the world. And, you know, David's been great with just coming out and doing his thing, and same with Michelle. Michelle's done 7 of these.
She's been here 7 times?
She's been to this one 4 times,
okay.
But I've had her do 7 festivals.
Wow.
Over the past 4 years. And
it's because she's awesome.
She's great. I think it's actually more than 7, but she just remembers 7, but we'll go with that so she doesn't.
That's so funny.
She's supposed to be here right this now. Trip either.
Yes, but she is tired. Yes,
Nonsense.
She's tired and she's passed out.
Okay, Granny.
Exactly.
You gotta get her walker and her therapeutic bed or whatever.
And we also have Chef Jamaica, and Jamaica didn't make it up here because she's busy with the baby.
She's got the
and we
baby.
Have Chef
that's
Katsuchi.
That's a solid excuse.
I have totally.
And he's busy with him. Being
stop.
A baby and
oh stop! Hey, listen, just for Jamaica, this is the first time I met her was this week, and we are two peas in the pod. Like, she is the greatest thing.
She's
just,
awesome. Her whole family's awesome. Her sister's awesome.
Yeah, very
right.
sweet.
Great.
Very
Beautiful.
Sweet. And like I said, it's like to get talent like this to come out and hang out, and you all have such busy lives, and you're all doing so much, and to say, you know what, I'm going to take a week. And just come and hang out and have fun.
It was pretty hard to have to come here, I'll be honest. Plum was like, Jeff, would you come to Mexico? And I was like, dude,
you're asking for too much.
Yeah. It's a lot, bro. I mean,
Jesus.
I have my calendar booked.
So what do I have to do when I get there? I have to cook?
Yeah, that's right. That's
and
right.
Lay on the
and
beach.
Then drink a lot of tequila, stare at scantily clad women.
Yeah, that does happen too. Listen,
I'm in.
I've gotten this far, and I've had no words talking to Penny, which is great.
No, you're doing great, man.
Is it working?
You've made a lot of eye contact. I got to be honest. It's
well, you
nice.
Pointed that out, so now I had to make sure. which is the craziest part about it. So you've been doing this event. Well, I'm going to introduce Chef in just 1 second, but
oh, he has to talk too.
A little bit. But you've been doing this event for a long time. You do all these events. You kind of go from – it's amazing the opportunities that kind of get presented. But one thing I think is why I envy you, and I think you're awesome at what you do, is that you didn't do – we're similar. You didn't do one show on television show and then sit around and wait for somebody to call you.
Oh, no, I certainly did not do one show and sit on my ass and wait for someone to call me. I've just hustled.
Absolutely.
I've hustled for, I mean, I did Food Network Star in 2011.
Right.
And what are we now, 2019?
We are.
And 8 years of hustling, and I've done almost 20 shows on television. Yeah. I'm on TV right now with Vanderpump Rules, with Lisa Vanderpump doing Tom Tom.
I've seen that.
Yeah, so it's... You have to. It just, you can't stop. You have to constantly stay relevant. And it is exhausting. I'm always telling Michelle, who's on now but couldn't make it out here to the podcast.
Oh, my God.
You suck. Look,
what are you doing?
She's there. She's right there. See? We can wave to you, Michelle. We're going to wave to you.
Right now, she's got her Instagram live up or something.
Yeah, she's... I'm doing an Instagram live, and Michelle has joined the conversation.
Finally.
Finally, she
might
woke
not be
up.
Anymore.
Maybe she turned off Grey's Anatomy for a minute.
She's watching the old episodes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for a hot minute, she turned it off.
That's
for
all
a
it
hot
is.
Minute.
So you go from doing a show like that to hustling to get into events like this. Obviously, there's a whole lot in between there, you know, especially with your own family life and things like that. How do you find the time? How do you make it happen?
Well, it's not easy. I mean, I have a 9-to-5 full time.
Fuck, you have a regular job, too. I forgot.
I have
she works
full-time.
At Albertsons.
Albertsons. I have a full-time position with Sysco Foods. So
what's your title at Sysco?
In Los Angeles, I'm a culinary sales consultant.
Okay.
So I do everything from, you know, menus to research and development to, you know, helping you sign up, putting your orders in. Like, it's just a lot of, you know, work, but I'm with the number one company in the country, and very proud to be, you know, represented by them and have them as support. But it's a full time, 7 day a week, 24. I mean, it's 24/7. It's no joke.
Shout out to Cisco.
Cisco. Jeff just gives shout outs to anybody who need him. He just he puts them
big up Cisco.
That's right.
But no, listen, you know, to do events like this and to take the time to focus on books and other projects and my project for Netflix and are we good? Sound off?
Oh yeah,
mic
no, everything's
on?
Fine. Everything's fine.
Awesome.
Because that only took an hour.
Michelle
to make that
says,
happen.
"I don't feel good, you shitheads."
Oh, stop it!
Oh man,
stop
I'm
it!
Sorry, Michelle.
I know. With all that water you drink.
I know. I was just gonna say, did you drink the water?
That's she must have had a little water or something, right?
Montezuma's revenge.
We love you, Michelle.
So doing 20, you said 20 of these events a year.
20 of these events a year.
You guys went
and
to Super Bowl even.
Right. I did the Super Bowl, which was insane.
I'm a big football fan, just put that out there.
I don't think I'm going to do that again next year.
I have like connections with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, I'm friends with the owners.
It's really? Why didn't you do the Super Bowl event?
I've done a couple of events. I've never done the Super Bowl, though.
It's hectic.
Sounds fun, though.
No sleep for 72 hours and
yeah.
And people pulling on you and it's just it was a lot. I don't know that I would do it again next
really?
Year. I'll send David.
She'll call me and then she'll be like, "David, I need you to
feed
500 with
with $200 budget.
$200 of food.
That's right.
No, I'll send David.
Well, holler at me. I'll help you, David. It'll be fine. I'll help you.
I think it's definitely a guy's thing. I don't think it's a girl thing. Even Michelle and I, when we did it this year with Chef Triguet, we were like, "Oh fuck, we're not going to do this again next year.
It wasn't fun, or it was just too much?
It was just too much, and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't fun.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. No, I mean, I enjoy all the TV stuff, and you know, putting on these events is cool, and to have talented chefs where I know they understand the routine and can go out and handle what they need to, like David, I don't have to direct him or tell him what to do or how things need to, you know, play out.
Totally.
He knows that when he gets there, he does what he does. He does his thing, and he keeps going back again, again, and again. And, I mean, you know, he gives so much love to the Villa Group. These guys have 16 properties around Mexico. So
awesome.
Yeah, so there's a lot of them. Like, right now, at the same time in Cabo, it's Cuisine of the Sun in Cabo.
Who's down there right now?
So I have Chef Triguet Frazier down there, uh-huh. Chef Ben Udave from Cisco, and Chef Ram Fama from U.S. Foods.
Oh, okay.
Do you think Sammy Hagar's there?
Sammy Hager.
He has a bar in Cabo. Oh, Cabo Wabo.
Yeah, yeah, he does have Cabo Wabo.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, yeah, he does have Cabo Wabo. That's so funny. Anyway, so yeah, that's going on at the same time that we have this going on here. But again, I don't have to worry about those guys. They know how to handle
They're
it.
They're golden.
They're golden. And same with Michelle. When I send Michelle out here to do the Divas in January, she knows what is expected. She just gets it done. I don't ever have to worry about... We're at a point where I don't worry about anyone going out to do anything anymore. But I wanted to train my dear friend Lorena to oversee some of these things. But I think she's going to spend more time on the beach and tanning than in the kitchen.
So the plan was to train Lorena to kind of get her to kind of...
The plan was to train Lorena to get her to do these events in Mexico where it would take some of the pressure off of me.
Right.
And, you know, look, she's Hispanic. Even though my Spanish is better than hers, she speaks Mexican really well.
Tranquilo, suavemente, despacito. Oh, I miss Mexico. That episode just brings me right back. We had such a good time down there. Thanks again to Penny DeVitti for bringing us down. We hope to come back next year. Whew, what a great time. But we have a good time on every episode, as we're going to prove when I bring out the next guest on our Best Of episode tonight, Ryan Starr, one of the most positive dudes in rock and roll. I mean, this guy is awesome. Literally a shining light. I became a super fan. Didn't really know his music very well, didn't really know him. Plum speaks so highly of him, and when I was on the episode, it was incredible to hear him talk. I mean, he really, 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 really captured what I think is what it's about being in this industry and what it's about being a human being. And he sings an awesome song for us. That's right. He serenades us live on the episode, which to me is one of the coolest things that happened this whole season. Also, him and Plum chat about where they come from, Edible on the Road, how they met, and he cast Plum in a very positive light. So stay tuned. Plum Love Foods Live coming up next. And remember, rate, review, and subscribe because it's what I'm asking you to fucking do.
Well, Ryan, dude,
I didn't speak his language, so we understood what we were saying.
My plan was, to bring you back on when I introduced you here and playing one of my favorite songs of yours, Don't Give Up. It's an amazing song. I think it's really, really great for a lot of the young people who listen to this program. You know, I was going to play it, but you offered to play it live. You think you still could do it?
Man, I absolutely can do it.
Is it too loud? I don't want to wake your family up.
No, we can rock. We can rock. I got to rock. It's cool, man. I wonder if I can't imagine. I know how it is coming up in the music business. Like I said, like, you know, working on trucks, like handing out demo tapes, like all that stuff. I feel like in your world and in the kitchen, chefs, like I can't imagine how you work your way up and the shit you got to eat to get there. So you mentioned the younger kids listening and, you know, I have a song called Don't Give Up. And, you know, my goal in my life, like it sums up to one thing. And I do want to look at my kids one day and mean it. When I tell them, don't give up. Like I'm still on that path to like prove that to myself and the world, and that's why this song means the most to me.
Dancer in the dark, when they ask you to be stronger, but you're way too young for this, way too young. Don't give up, I feel you break. Don't give up, we all need saving. Just just one more breath, just one more night, we'll all be waiting here. Don't give up, don't give up. Don't give up, don't give up. I want to put my arms around you. I want to hold you when you cry. And when you pull the curtain so tight, you shut more out than just the light. Don't give up, don't give up. I feel you breaking. Don't give up, don't give up. We all need saving. Just one more night, just one more breath, we'll all be waiting here. Just end up, don't give up. Don't give up, don't give up. Don't give up, don't give up. I feel you break. Don't give up, don't give up. We all need saving. And just one more breath, just one more night, we'll all be waiting. Yeah, don't give up, don't give up. Don't give up, don't give up.
Yo, dude, that was outrageous, man.
Sick. Thank you so much.
Fucking incredible, man. Thank you for that. That was so incredible, man.
Thanks for letting me play.
Dude, one of my favorite songs. I think that song is just out of this world and means so much to a lot of people, that song, when you hear it. And you guys can check out Ryan and all of his music, of course, on Stationhead. But don't forget, find him on Spotify, Apple Music, all of those places. Definitely check him out there. Don't Give Up is a fantastic song. It's a beautiful song. Dude, what was that song about? Like, what brought that song on to you?
Well, first off, thank you for allowing me to play that song. It's been a minute. I somehow forget about it. Oh. It's a song a lot, you know, when you make music, sometimes parts of songs reveal themselves in different parts of your life. And I had the Don't Give Up chorus that was written in like seconds, and I had it on my mind for years. And when people are going through things, that song in my own head, and I have so many versions where that song is about so many different people. Wow. And I just never committed, and it was about my friend, and it was about my sister, and then it was about my, you know, it was like right, about so many people. And where I landed on it, you know, I wrote it about something I didn't see coming. You know, I didn't see coming when I first wrote it. And it was clear who I needed to write that about when I was going through probably, you know, the most traumatic, hardest thing I've ever went through as my life, as a dad and a father, so, and a husband. So yeah, it got super personal when I kept reaching to write about other people. It turned into something very intimate.
It's a beautiful song, man. I mean, people are going apeshit right now. They love it. I'm getting hands all over the place.
Hands clap.
It's an intense song.
I can make your hands clap.
There you go. It's an intense song, man. It's a beautiful song, and it literally is one of my favorite songs that you ever written. And I mean, Jeff, how beautiful was that?
It was amazing. I was like, I love it. I loved it. I got chills. It was really, really, really fucking.
I'm standing up right
feeling
now.
It. Exactly. I mean, me and Plum, while you were playing, are texting back and forth. This fucking rocks.
Like, it's so fucking good. It's so fucking good. Hey, listen, I'd be remiss if before we get you out of here, man, unless you want to hang out with us. But if we didn't talk about you were so awesome. You came down to we did a shoot for Edible on the Road with Edible Long Island, Edible East End magazine. Which, by the way, the first season of the On the Road series is actually on Amazon Prime right now, which is pretty dope. Didn't know if you knew that. That's pretty freaking sweet.
Wow.
Yeah. I wish I could see that paycheck, but I signed that away. But you came down and did an episode with us at Montauk Brew Co. It was you and me. We
loved
hung out
it.
For the afternoon, and we drank some beers and made some tacos. And it's still one of my favorite episodes. And just, you know, putting all cards on the table. You know, one of the reasons why I wanted to do Edible East End, that series, was to go and become friends with the guys at Montauk Brew Company. And then in my head, I had the whole thing, this vision of, like, you and me hanging out there. Like, we were buddies, we weren't close buddies, but when I asked you to come, you didn't think twice. You showed up with your guitar, and what a fucking fun afternoon that was, huh?
Beyond, man. I'm a big Montauk Brew fan, you know, fan, and seeing the guys, meeting them was badass. And I remember, I got to jam with my little guitar in
Kitsilele, right?
Yeah, right in the where they make the beer. I mean, it was really baller.
That was the first time I ever heard your music. It's like when I went on that show. Actually, that's what turned me on to oh, yeah. listen to you.
Oh, that's so cool. No, I loved it, Chef. We've only done fun shit together, man. And that's why everyone's listening now. And that's why you are who you are. And you know, that's why you know. And I hope people recognize when you kind of quickly went over it, but you created the show years ago that now is starting to get the light. And you know, you never know. I came across a picture, and I've been showing the team at Station Head something really powerful. There's an Instagram post I snapshot, and it's December 31st, 1991. Let's remember, by this point in time, Nirvana has already recorded Nevermind. They've already printed it. It's already out. Like, the fucking baby with the penis is swimming in the pool already. Yeah. And yep. then Pearl Jam already recorded 10.
Right.
The masterpieces that changed this world and shook a generation were already completed. The products were made. The idea was baked, right? These guys, there's a set list hanging up on the wall of a venue in Seattle somewhere. And the Chili Peppers are the headlining act, okay, 91. They're still not even super famous yet.
Yeah.
And these two fucking bands have like 20-minute, you know, living in a van and trailer, they have 20-minute slots opening, and it's, you know, Pearl Jam 9 to 9:20, Nirvana 9:40 to 10, and then the Chili Peppers headline. And the point I'm making is, you baked an idea, you made, it was out there already, and sometimes it just takes time and magic, and here you are, you know, doing you consistently since I've met you. And the wave of success coming your way is something that was written a long time ago. And again, to your listeners that might be younger, I mean, they got to recognize that.
Well, you're very kind to say that, but I have an amazing group of friends and a group of people around me who helped me make things happen. And, you know, it's not a solo act anymore. And you know, Jeffy does a ton and helps out.
No, but take the compliment. You're the person who paved the way for us all to be on the show and to be doing this stuff and telling
cool.
our chef.
No, but that's cool, guys. It's worth noting, right? Like, you know, something I learned as like an American. I'm American from Long Island. I'm a Jew from, you know, like, you got to be the best. You do it all yourself. Fuck everyone. And it's like, you know what? You got to learn what you're really good at and surround yourselves with people that are fucking, they got their own superpowers, and together you make it happen. It's more of like a Voltron play, right?
Oh, forming,
you
know, like, so, Voltron, damn right.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, your boy Chef Jeff, a.k.a. the Four King Chef, back again. That was Ryan Starr we just listened to. What a dope dude, man. He really, 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 I just can't say really enough times. no, seriously. He's a great guy. His music's great. Check him on Instagram at Eye of R Star, and you could also check him on Station Head. He's out there living his best life, just like us here at Plum Love Foods Live. Remember, rate, review, and subscribe, because it's fun, it's free, and it makes you sexy.
And speaking of sexy, I can't wait to share our final segment of the show. The best of Plum Love Foods Live, final segment, best for last. Trust me. So, here we are. Chef Plum, Chef Jeff, Plum Love Foods crew, all up in the suite of the Mohegan Sun, Sun and Food Wine Festival, VIP'd suite, having the time of our lives. Harry Thomas crashes the party, calls us shitty white names, hurts our feelings. Throw him out, bring Cinnamon on. Talk about how Plum attracts an older group of fangirls. We also talk about how we don't like being questioned by chefs during our chefs is in quotations. That's why I said it that way. Chefs is in quotations. Anyway, Plum gets questioned by so-called chefs during demos, which is, I gotta say, one of the stupidest things you could do is to raise your hand and say, oh, by the way, I'm a chef. It's like, it's just, it's terrible. Just don't do that. Okay, and then I close out the episode by making some off-color sexist remarks about being all that is man, and then I go in to my favorite part of any one of the shows that we ever get to do, and that's when Plum asked me to do strip club intros. This was the first time I did it, and I loved it until I blew the speakers and ended the show, literally. So stay tuned. I hope you enjoy it. Plum Love Foods Live. Rate, review, and subscribe. It's fun. It's friendly. It makes people feel free. Do it. Everyone is. Rate, review, subscribe, leave comments. Do that shit. Yeah.
Honestly, I don't even know what else. Oh, what's that?
Uh huh.
Yep. Oh, shit.
What the?
Yep.
What is that? No, whose music is that?
Look.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, actor Harry Thomas is in the building. What is happening? Holy cow. He is
Let
here.
Let me in. Okay.
He is full on VIP. Harry, how did you get in here?
Look, I got VIP. It's like, look, I'm in the point of my career where it's like, look, yeah. I'm not paying for tickets. I'm not waiting in line. It's like, let me cut the line. Okay, where are the women at? Okay, wow. It's like, I got maker's mark. Let's do this.
How did you get intro music, Harry?
Because look, it's like I have VIP, okay? And it's like, right. I'm getting into it. It's all about the juice, okay? Well, Harry, keep that in mind, brother.
If you could give these chefs one piece of advice, yeah. Harry, what would it be?
It's like, keep your mise en place like I like my women, okay?
Please tell me how, Harry.
Organize.
Uh-huh.
And always cooking.
Is there a preference?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Look. It's like I told Plum, I said, I want VIP.
Right.
And he's like, okay, well, we're getting into it. And then, look where I am. I'm on the 21st floor of Mohegan Sun.
Yeah.
It's like, we're getting so far into it. All right, Chef Dave. Every chef here has the same white guy name. It's like, change your names, okay? It's like, look, and they're all wearing the same hats. It's like, did you guys go to Lids before? And it's like,
Harry,
we all want the matching hat.
Harry, that might offend some people, don't you think?
Well, look.
Right.
My dad was white, so it's like, look, I can say whatever I want.
Wow, okay.
Okay?
Wow.
Yeah, look. This intro music needs to end because my introduction is over.
Well, Harry, Jeff, get Harry Thomas out of here. What is he still doing here?
How did you get him in here? What? Come on, get
Harry Thomas, ladies and gentlemen.
VIP.
Come on,
Jesus, Harry, get him out of here. Harry Thomas,
here, man.
Wow, jeez, how did Harry Thomas get in here?
Riffraff at Mohegan.
He's an actor. He was with Al Pacino in a movie. He was an extra.
Was he?
Yes. He's running. He said Paterno, the movie. He was there.
That never seen guy. It.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was attractive, though. I could see how he could be a VIP. I mean, that was amazing.
I'll tell you what. I didn't see that coming out of nowhere.
Did he come out of your bathroom, bro?
Like, I don't know. All of a sudden,
I feel like he was here the whole time.
Right. Listen, I don't know.
Crazy.
Ryan, all of a sudden, Harry Thomas showed up, and all I heard was...
Okay, terrific.
What the hell was... It was crazy. I didn't know what to do. That was insane. Man. Wow, but hey, you see all kinds of people here at Food and Wine Fest at Mohegan Sun, even Harry Thomas. So it was.
Get him out of here!
Get him out of here! Get him out of here! What is he doing?
I got this.
Thank you, Dave. Sit down. We don't want to hurt him. We just want to get him out. And do me a favor. Put your pants back on. Just can we not? If we're gonna throw people out, you have pants on. That's all I'm saying.
But right? If you don't, Jeff, like, yeah, there's hey, a thing, I don't know why the pants came up. It's harder to grab a hold.
It was a
like,
weird extra.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah, so like the less clothes you have on,
oh, right on, right on,
grip you back.
Well, I do want to talk to another a good brother who's hanging out with us, man. He hung out with us last night a little bit too. He was part of our Navy events, become one of our good brothers. Of course, you can't hate on him at all. He's got to have some good music when he comes on. Oh,
Cinnamon,
ladies and gentlemen.
Oh yeah,
give it up for Cinnamon.
Cinnamon's here.
Cinnamon, good evening. How are you?
Great.
Okay.
Cinnamon, how are you feeling? Like a pack of big bread
in the Navy.
Lots of semen.
In the Navy. Oh, we love the semen. In the Navy.
Wow.
We love it.
Well, Cinnamon, a.k.a. my man, Chef Aaron Ferrios.
Fieros, just like the shitty Pontiac.
Yeah.
Oh, dude,
yeah.
But if you put a body on it, looks like a Ferrari.
Two-seater. Wow.
Hurtful.
Engine in the back.
Hurtful. Let's scoot over a little bit. I think the mic's giving us a little feedback. I want to get that out of there. Cinnamon, thanks for coming out, man, and hanging out here at the Mohegan Sun for Food and Wine Fest 2019.
Hey, thanks for having me, brother. We appreciate it.
It's been a lot of fun. You came out and saw the event tonight. We hung out last night a little bit. It's cool to see a bunch of these food guys come together, I think, especially you as a chef in the Navy to see so much different types of things, right?
Yeah, you know, we see all these guys on the TV and we're like, oh man, that would be really cool to do that, meet these guys, gals, whatever, and coming out, hanging out.
Your music is kind of making me wish my wife was here.
We could take our pants off.
Right. Oh, well, Jeffy, can you stay in my room tonight? The bourbon, the backwards hat.
Oh, even,
is that a sweater you're wearing? What is that?
It's a cardigan,
daddy.
Wow.
I'm a smooth character, you
let
know.
Let me turn this off before I get... all right. Yes, back to the business at hand.
Funny. Boys, and
Jesus.
Can we talk about how many fangirls that Plum has?
Yeah, you were giving
he
out...
He attracts the oldest, like, hottest women.
It's true. You did have like 15 old ladies come up to you at the end,
they
and
were
like,
there
"I really want your picture."
Oh!
They did make you take
like
your
off.
Take your shirt off.
Shirt off.
They did.
Money. I swear to God.
Well, look, this is a true story. I was there on stage, and they, honest to God, and our good friend Ryan Christopher is hanging out with us tonight. We're gonna bring him up in a minute. He's having a Reuben right now.
It tastes like more.
And we're going to have Ryan come up and talk a little bit about that, too. But they really were. They were asking me to take my fucking... I was like, what? Really? I didn't quite get that.
That's what happens when you give old people wine.
When you give them what?
When you give old people wine.
I guess. She was like, take your shirt off.
Fall asleep, take a nap.
That, too. But, you know, they get frisky first, and then they're like, take your shirt off, Plum.
It was weird.
Yeah, you didn't deglaze your pan. That's what I got to ask you. I'm a chef.
It's a good question.
And you
yes.
didn't deglaze your pan after you made their chorizo.
Excuse me. We're at a wine festival.
What wine would you use?
What wine would you use?
Immediately, like my buzz went like this. And I was like,
speaking of your wife.
Wow.
Speaking of your wife.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Why is there no one else up there with you?
Yeah, why wasn't there a woman on stage? Why was there no woman?
I just want to point out right now, currently it sounds like all my friends are attacking me because people don't understand what happened. So, Jeff, could you just give a little background there so it doesn't sound like, hey, Ryan, are you taking a shit?
No.
All right. What is it? Sorry. It's ADD radio.
Awesome.
ADD radio. So tell them what happened. So, because we were there, we didn't, and this woman, this one girl, got Ryan was like, oh, you had a question. And he put the mic up to her, and she said,
what did you, we're at a food and wine festival, and I was just wondering, why didn't you deglaze your pan? And if you were going to deglaze it, what would you use?
Yeah. And I was like, we're just rendering fat, so we're not really deglazing anything.
You were actually really nice about it, but it was like it was definitely one of those questions that was like, and then she just kept raising her hand afterwards.
Well, you forgot the Ryan's introduction of she's a chef.
All right,
that was my favorite. And a chef has a question. Hold on, Plum. Here she goes. okay. And, wait, hold on. She has another question.
Oh. Well, she did. She asked a question. I was like, I couldn't hear, first of all. Oh,
and
there's
she
more.
She put me down. She said,
how come you don't have a woman on stage? And I was like, this is 2019. We don't need women on stage. Like,
Jeff all of a sudden thinks he's a commentator for a strip club. Like, he's just throwing
I
shit out there.
I actually did that in another life. And now coming to the stage.
Hello, today.
Here comes Cinnamon. Wait, can we just hang on a second? I want you to introduce Cinnamon as a stripper. Ready? Just, okay, just give, let me find some music for you. Just give me Cinnamon.
I'm telling you, all right.
Yeah, just give me Cinnamon as a stripper. Ready?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, get ready to party. Who wants to get hot with Cinnamon Burn? Here she comes. Light her up, red panties and all. Cinnamon's on fire.
Real money doesn't make noise.
Woo-hoo.
Okay, that was weird for everybody. I, just, yeah, no, that was, like,
I actually did that in a strip club and got fired 2 days later. I had a good friend who went to jail and was like, bro, can you spin at the strip club for me? Because I have to go away for 30 days. I lasted 2 days and they were like, listen, the girls like you, but no one wants you to announce the video. And I would change their music because they came out with like Def Leppard. And I'd be like, no, you don't.
Oh, my God.
You want to dance to this. And I would put on like something really terrible and from down south. And it would make
like
them
this?
All angry. No, more okay. Like, shake that ass. Wash yourself.
Oh, he's singing. There you go.
Show him what you're working with.
I think he's a great strip club announcer. He's a great strip club announcer. I think.
Thank you.
A great
Thank
job.
You. You know, I mean, I think I have a. I could probably be a Baptist preacher or a strip club announcer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Perazzi, give it up for. And good brother himself, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the one, the only, Mr. Ryan Crisford. Get up for him. There he is, right there. Give it up for him. Here we go. Yeah, here we go. Yeah. Hey, buddy.
Are you going to introduce me as a dancer as well, or just
like
Cinnamon?
Let's hear.
All right, let's do it. I need a nickname, though. I can't just be
What's his nickname going to be?
Rockin' Ryan?
Rocket Ryan, yeah.
Oh, no.
Rocket Ryan? Wreck-It Ronnie?
Wreck-It Ronnie. Oh, Home Wreckin' Ryan!
There we go. Watch out.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh. Yeah, ladies, welcome to the stage. All you women out there, your man's out. He works
so
too much. He don't come home. And here come Home Wreckin' Ryan. Oh, swinging that wrecking ball. Watch out, ladies.
Oh, my God. I feel like
I think the system blew.
Oh, man. I'm sad it's over, guys. Four King Chef, a.k.a. Chef Jeff, or maybe it's the other way. Chef Jeff, a.k.a. Four King Chef, here filling in for your boy, Chef Plum, Plum Love Foods Live. Oh, that was a lot of fun. I don't want to go, guys. What'd you guys think? I hope you had a good time. It was great. Happy 4th of July. I've been sipping on this beverage this whole episode. I'm really feeling it at this point. Things are getting good. Oh, I want to talk about some things that are coming up. We have awesome giveaways coming up with Shoes for Cruise. We're doing a giveaway. We haven't quite figured out how we're giving it away, but stay tuned. Look at our Instagram, @chef_plum, @4KingChef. Check us this week. We promise we're going to get it up there. It's going to be an awesome contest. We're going to win kick-ass pair of shoes from Shoes for Cruise, so make sure you tune in and check that out. Our second giveaway is coming from Sizzle Parade Products. It's coming straight from the house from them. Again, don't have the details of the contest yet. We're working that out, but if you stay tuned, check us on Instagram, @chef_plum, @4KingChef, Plum Love Foods Live. We're going to be back next week with an amazing guest. We can't wait to talk to you guys. We can't wait to see you guys. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe. Remember to leave us comments. Remember, even if you don't like us, leave us a comment. Tell us you don't like us. We'll think you're a piece of shit, and we might tell you that on the air, but it doesn't matter. It's the fact that you took the second to tell us you didn't like us. That's what we appreciate. We appreciate you. We appreciate all the listeners, all the fans,
all the haters. I know I'm speaking for my boy Chef Plum. This is Chef Jeff, Plum Loaf Foods Live. And I would be remiss if I didn't remind you that all things, all important things come from food. And it brings us all together. And I just messed up the outro. Peace!
If you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Thank you for listening to Plum Loaf Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.